Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has been forced to abandon the National May Day rally that was organized by COSATU in Rustenburg. That was after angry Sibanye Stillwater workers disrupted the proceedings and refused to allow him to speak. Not so popular at the moment. Well, how is he doing? Have South Africans in fact lost confidence in the president? Tembelani Mazibuko, researcher at the African Election Association for Sustainable Democracy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be on Chai FM again.
It's great to have you. Thanks for being with us on Workers' Day when you could actually be not working. Either way, have South Africans lost faith and confidence in Cyril Ramaphosa?
I think it's important to contextualize Mr. Ramaphosa, to put him into context, and to really ask the question, was he as popular as the media kept telling us he was popular? Remember, Cyril Ramaphosa won with the ANC presidency at the narrowest of margins. Arguably, he was helped by the courts by disvalidating some ANC delegates who are going to vote for Dlamini Zuma. He also has won the presidency with the lowest margin of ANC of any ANC president. So he was never as popular as the media told us he was. Of course, there was this Ramaphoria, which in many ways was a media creation and was in response to having someone other than Jacob Zuma. So I don't think he was not as popular amongst many rank and file South Africans as we are led to believe. However, he is very popular amongst those who shape people's opinions.
So it's very interesting. So you're saying, in other words, the News 24s of the world, and he became popular because, well, number one, as a response to Jacob Zuma, but also he appeared to be more popular than he actually ever was.
That's exactly it. The ANC was divided in terms of who should be their president. There wasn't a unanimous decision like Jacob Zuma, for example, Nelson Mandela, for example. I would even argue within the ANC, there was actually more support for Jacob Zuma in his first term and even his second term than there was for Cyril Ramaphosa in his first term. So, like I said, he was very much a media creation, and because of generally what it was thought that he stood for, he was generally more, in many ways, was seen as the antithesis to Jacob Zuma, and many in the opinion sphere welcomed that, and therefore they painted Cyril Ramaphosa with this brush, notwithstanding that Cyril Ramaphosa was Jacob Zuma's vice president for 5 years. Cyril Ramaphosa has admitted to meeting the Guptas, who have been painted as being these corrupt people. So hence I'm saying he was not near as popular as he was and as it was painted out to be.
It's really, really fascinating. But what is the position now with him? Has it deteriorated?
I think within many, look, I mean, every single president loses popularity.
Of course.
Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Jacob Zuma, Boris Johnson. So if you're a leader, you will lose. So that in and of itself shouldn't be a surprise. However, the factors differ, right? If you look at someone like Joe Biden, it's inflation, the cost of living. However, unemployment is low. With Cyril Ramaphosa, I think a lot of people within the media sphere, within the opinion makers, have been frustrated by the fact that not many people are going to be prosecuted, right? People have been perceived to have been part of quote-unquote state capture. Another issue that is more recent that has riled many people up the wrong way is with the Ukraine issue. Cyril Ramaphosa has been seen as being at best supportive of Vladimir Putin or dragging his feet and hasn't been as forceful in condemning Vladimir Putin. So many of those people expect him to behave in a way that they want to behave, but he's still but he is an independent president, right? So he's not at the whim of the people who perhaps shape opinion. And therefore, they've been quite frustrated at him. There's actually a very interesting cartoon by Jonathan Shapiro, which in many ways illustrates this vision, this frustration with Cyril Ramaphosa. So it's those kinds of issues. He is not shaping up to be who they painted up to be in some ways, but in some ways he has very much, especially when it comes to economic policy.
Is it likely that he'll hold on to the next term?
I think it is likely that he will win the ANC presidency again, because what he has done is that he has dispatched of what seemed to have would have been his biggest supporter, Ace Magashule, using this step aside rule. Ace Magashule has genuine support within the party. He is very good at building coalitions. He is in many ways a product of the organization, and the step aside rule has made him ineligible to run for the president of the ANC, because obviously he has been removed as being the most powerful person within the ANC, and has been painted as a persona non grata by the actions of the ANC and the ANC-aligned National Executive Committee. So yes, we've got other people, of course. We've got maybe someone like Lindiwe Sisulu. Maybe you've got the current deputy president.
What's happened to Lindiwe Sisulu? I mean, we had that whole debacle where she, I thought, behaved absolutely appallingly around judges, and then she's gone very quiet at the moment.
She has, and in many ways that answers your question. That in itself speaks of the grip that Cyril Ramaphosa has within the current ANC, because you don't have to have a grip in front of a grip on everybody. You just have to have a grip on the senior people, which is to say the National Executive Committee, the National Working Committee. So that, to me, speaks to the power that Cyril Ramaphosa has within the ANC. And look, I mean, Lindiwe Sisulu has a right to free speech, like anybody. Being a politician doesn't mean she has any less rights. But the fact that she's been quiet of late may signal the fact that she feels that the political winds within the ANC are not at her back, and therefore it would be advantageous to her to be under the radar and perhaps try another time.
How realistic do you think Cyril Ramaphosa is as a president? We see such conflicting messages. Sometimes he empathizes, accepts responsibility for state capture, for the failure of Eskom, and other times he appears to be almost naive or deliberately in denial about some of the situation or some of the factors.
Yeah, I completely agree with your analysis. Look, I think it goes in many ways with being a president. You understand that there's a section of society that expects them and will support them contingent on being seen to condemn an administration that he was part of, where he was the number two, where he was given the portfolio of state-owned enterprise, including and especially Eskom. So therefore, in being too hard, in being seen as going too hard as state capture, many people will say, excuse me, comrade, excuse me, sir, you yourself, excuse me, former deputy president of the ANC and the country, during 5 years, you yourself are implicit in a lot of what is happening within the country today. Hence, you're seeing this two-sidedism. And also another aspect is that the ANC in and of itself, a very big organization, will always be factionalized because of its size, close to 1 million members. He has to hold that coalition for that second term. That coalition includes Ramaphosa people who believe that Ramaphosa can do no wrong. That coalition includes people who believe in RET and are natural consumer, and also support. So in many ways, it's a self-interest. There's a self-interest at being wanting to maintain power for the next 5 years, but it's also a feature of politics. It's a feature of any presidency. The Conservative Party in the UK Labour Party, Corbynistas, Brownites. You know, it's a factor of politics. Even the DA, a smaller political party, you've got people very much on the right, the far right, and perhaps reformers. People who see the importance of speaking about quote-unquote black poverty or this kind of issue. So it's just possible to be within a political system, which is to say an organization of hundreds of thousands of people who can come and leave at any time.
Tembelani Mazibuko, researcher at African Election Associate at African Elections Association for Sustainable Democracy, speaking to us this morning. Have South Africans lost confidence in Cyril Ramaphosa?